What is going on, guys? Pardon Murph's Fantasy, week number 15. We are in the middle of the fantasy football playoffs, semifinals going on. I am in two semifinals, big matchups. Amazing Chiefs-Chargers game on Thursday Night Football. Tough for all Keenan Allen owners. Amazing for those Damian Williams owners that cashed in off of no Spencer Ware and obviously no Kareem Hunt. We are going to go through both my Saturday lineups and my Sunday lineups for DraftKings. Still spots available. Again, thanks everybody for subscribing, for rating on the SnowTap Podcast Network. Make sure to check out Tapping the Keg. Also, the Daily Tap with the CEO, Charlie Trichler. I'll see you at noon Sunday Eastern Time, Instagram Live for the world's fastest pregame show. It is blowing up right now. Biggest thing on the internet that isn't sponsored. All right, waiver wire weekends. We're going to start right where we left off last week. Justin Davis of the Rams. He's the third down backup back for the Rams. We have seen all these running backs go down over the last few weeks. Spencer Ware, Melvin Gordon, James Conner. Pick up Justin Davis. The Rams may have no incentive to play in Week 17 if they have that two seed locked up. They may rest Todd Gurley again. You may need Justin Davis down the stretch. Wide receiver, Cortland Sutton still a little banged up. Tim Patrick for the Broncos. He led the Broncos in receiving in their Week 14 loss to the Niners. 7 catches, 85 yards. No Denzel Ward on Saturday for the Browns. I expect Case Keenum and the boys to have a big day, and I expect the Broncos to win that game. The defenses, these are big in fantasy playoffs. These switch games. Jacksonville defense is a must in DraftKings, and if you can pick them up in fantasy football for Week 15, going up against Josh Johnson and the plagued Redskins offense, and also Atlanta defense. Josh Rosen really hasn't been great. I like David Johnson against an Atlanta defense, but I think the Atlanta defense can be opportunistic against a rookie quarterback, maybe get a pick six. All right, red zone game of the day. I'm going nowhere else. You guys know me. Go Pack, go. Packers, Bears, 1 o'clock on Fox. Let's get this done, Green Bay Packers. Prison inmate game of the week. This is easy. Josh Johnson versus Cody Kessler. Jags, Redskins. What an awful game. They should only show this in Jacksonville and in the District of Columbia. I am sorry for you fans out there that have to watch this game. Murphy's Law. This is something you got to avoid for this week, named by my boy Bruce Keegan. Shout out. See you for the holidays. No bounce back game for those Minnesota Vikings. The line posted at -8. If you can get it at -8, I think the Finns win this game. That's a lot of points. I like the Finns outright if you can get the money line at a good price as well. So do not take the Vikings -8. All right, we are going to start out with my Saturday DraftKings lineup. We still have a contest available. Got two lineups I really like right now, but we'll give you one. Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb, Philip Lindsay at the two running back positions. And then at wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, my guy Tim Patrick, Demaryius Thomas from the Broncos. Doing well for the Texans, really has become their number two receiver. At tight end, David Njoku. The Broncos are brutal against tight ends. At the receiver position, Antonio Galloway. I don't believe in the Jarvis Landry hype from last week. He had a gadget touchdown. He is touchdown dependent. He has not gotten the touchdowns before last week. And then at defense, I'm going cheap. Those New York Jets. Other DraftKings lineup for Sunday. Josh Allen. Over almost 100 yards of rushing over the last 3 weeks. That's more than Lamar Jackson. Running back Gus Edwards. Buccaneers brutal on the ground. David Johnson. I like him against the Falcons. Isaac McKenzie. I started him last week. I love him for the Bills, former Georgia product, scored on a reverse. Right now, he's Josh Allen's go-to target in Buffalo. At the other receiver position, Juju Smith-Schuster has outperformed Antonio Brown over the last few weeks. Patriots, Steelers, the game on Sunday other than Packers-Bears. And at the final receiver position, Dede Westbrook had a really nice game in that Thursday night loss to the Titans in Week 14. Cody Kessler's looking for him often. He had a touchdown, a little toe tap in the back of the end zone. Fire him up. Tight end, Jared Cook. The Bengals, worst team in the league against tight ends. Derek Carr is looking down Jared Cook. And then at that flex position, Davante Adams, he always balls out against the Bears. And then at defense, I'm starting the Falcons defense. You heard me talk about their matchup against Josh Rosen. We are keeping this quick here. Pardon Murph's Fantasy on the SnowTap Podcast Network. My Mount Murph Pius risky pick of the week. This is a lock. I'm a homer. Finns, Packers, Rams, Jags, Cowboys, Moneyline, Parlay, the ultimate. Packers get help again, back-to-back weeks in their race to 8-7-1 for the final wild card selection. Fins, Packers, Rams, Jags, Cowboys, Moneyline, Parlay, Book It. We will see you in the playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you for Week 16. We will see you Sunday, noon Eastern, world's fastest pregame show.